Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everybody. This is our Unbelievable Stories.
This week in Unbelievable Stories, Lacey the Butthead, her name is a cool guy.
Just kidding. I do not recommend having a baby sister.
I am a baby. Thank you for recognizing that. Guys, we want to talk to you about an unbelievable story.
It's true.
You're never going to believe this.
You're never.
But this year, me and Lacey got to go to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yay! And I got to ride on the float with Santa.
Okay, no, that didn't happen. That didn't happen.
I wanted to. They wouldn't let me.
But I gotta tell you, that was fun.
It's a lot of fun. We sat right there, guys. Right. What do you call that? We were front row. We were front row to all the floats, the dancers, the singing.
Yeah, all the performances. And people were really doing it.
Man, oh man. Then you could come in and eat cookies.
That's right.
If you were too cold, you'd come inside. Eat whatever you wanted.
There was cookies. There was Bloody Marys. It was great.
There were Bloody Marys.
There were Bloody Marys. That's true.
A lot of alcohol at that parade.
Yeah.
They don't tell you that.
It's a little early. But
listen.
But if you want to, you can. Mm-hmm. But it was so fun. And then there were celebrities sitting with us in the audience, including but not limited to Emily Ratajkowski, Joey Fatone, and everyone's freaking favorite, Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav.
Yay.
He is hilarious. He was just as good as the parade. Listen. And every time famous people would come by, they would run up to him and be like, Flavor Flav!
Every time. I feel like he is the most well-known human being on planet Earth.
Man.
Literally everyone was like, wah!
People, stop what they're doing. They're like, ma'am, you're performing.
Girl, you better grab that balloon. Quit talking to Flavor Flav. But people were like, but when you see Flavor Flav, you know you see him.
And he was very nice.
He was so happy. He was so nice. I took a picture with him. Oh my God, I got to post all these pictures.
Dude, we're the worst.
We
Amber
are
and
the
I
worst.
Bad at posting pictures.
We're bad at taking pictures. We're bad at posting pictures. The only thing we're good at is being beautiful in the pictures.
And again, I need to let people know, walking in New York is no joke.
Okay? Guys,
walking there seemed like you're walking on the road to freedom.
It was fine.
It was not. Freedom. It was not. When I got there, I was like, am I free now? It was bad. Amber's used to all of this. Guys, I lost weight walking to that. We lost weight walking to the parade. We did.
But I mean, yes, we did. Also, today is the day.
Oh, no.
We start going to the gym.
Guys.
We've been threatening for a long
We wrote it on a calendar.
We wrote it on a calendar and then erased it.
We erased it because we didn't have time for that. But we're going. And good thing, because she has the world's best trainer, me, Lacey Lamar. I'm going to work this girl. I'm going to make her work.
No.
Funny how I don't want to walk, but I'll go to the gym. I'll lift. I'll lift heavy. I love to lift.
But walking?
But me, I walk all day.
But the both of us together make a good team.
We're walking and lifting, lifting and walking. We're both senior citizens.
Why do you sound, wasn't that Eeyore? Why do you sound like Eeyore?
I don't sound like that Eeyore. I sound like voice. Eeyore if Eeyore was beautiful. But really, did we tell the full story of the Macy's
Parade? We did not tell the full story.
Man, they gave us a gift bag.
They gave us a gift bag. Inside the gift bag, there was confetti. And there
that
was...
That we never used.
That we never used.
That confetti sitting right
over
here,
there
guys,
by the door.
By the door.
Maybe when something exciting happens, once we finally go to the gym,
we're gonna shoot that confetti up in the gym, and then they're going to kick us out. You messy ass. Children, what are you doing?
We're here. Yay.
Yay. Pop. That's how I'm going to enter most rooms.
Yeah, with some confetti.
A little bit of glitter. Glitter's a hot
glitter's
mess.
Hard. Glitter's hard. You don't want that in your hair, especially in your afro. You know.
No, there's glitter in here now.
Probably.
But yeah, we had the gift bag and there was a little butt seat, little cushion for you.
For your butt. Neither of us need that.
We don't. I didn't need that.
Did not
I
need
that. I was giving mine away. I was like, here, you want this?
Yeah, fine.
To skinny booty people. There were gloves. There was a pair of gloves in
and
there.
A pair of gloves.
They thought about us.
Yeah, but it was neat. We get there, there's fun food and stuff, and then they go, this isn't where you wait. You wait in the special room.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to where there was like a hot food buffet. We went down there, people are drinking. There's famous people down there, and we're looking at them.
Yeah.
We got an eye full of everybody.
Trying not to stare too hard.
But I was staring.
Now let's talk about sitting really close to people, because I'm still, guys, I'm fresh off the Omaha train. And nobody, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
We're not walking. We're not rubbing up against people as we walk.
Yeah.
Sitting next to people, little children sneezing and stuff. Yeah, that part I did not care for.
I liked it.
Amber did not.
I like little baby sneezes.
Do you? The leg, the foot?
Oh, yeah. I did get hit with a baby foot.
She got hit by a baby foot. See, that doesn't happen in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it didn't quite. Yeah, a lady hit me with her baby.
Yeah.
As she sat her baby next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you got to trust me. You must have seen my ass on TV to put your baby.
Listen, putting my baby next to Amber. I'm not doing that. I don't know what she going to do.
No, let that baby fall down. No, I'm not doing that. But yeah, it was very close quarters. And then you know how you always feel bad when you're at an event? Then you got to go to the restroom. Then you got the whole famous ass row has to stand up. That's the worst.
From us to Lacey Chabert.
Yes, yes. She was sitting next to you from Party of Five.
Party of Five.
Amber was in between two Lacey's. That's
never
happened.
I was in between two Lacey's.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of it was Bob Odenkirk. So when you have to be...
Yeah.
Lacey Chabert and Bob Odenkirk.
Every time you got to go, excuse me, sorry. And he said to us once, you guys coming back? Dang, Bob, can I use the bathroom? He didn't want to stand up again. I get that. I get it.
I think you'd rather scoot down to our seats.
We had some good seats.
Guys, we were in it.
But let's tell them who we saw.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We saw, Cher was there, Brandy was there,
Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yeah.
So let me tell you something. When I found out who was, I even did a bit about it on Seth Meyers. I was like, En Vogue is going to be there. I must see En Vogue. Well, wouldn't you know, we went to PP only one time during the entire event. And when we came back out, En Vogue was like,
Just finishing up. So we kind of missed En Vogue.
They're just like, hold on.
Bye-bye.
That's what they actually said. Hold on. Bye-bye. That's all we heard. Amber was waiting for En Vogue, but I really wanted to see Belle Biv DeVoe. And I saw all of that.
Yeah.
Love me some Belle Biv DeVoe.
I was screaming pretty hard. You know who really turned the party up? Chicago came out. We lost our mind.
We sang everything. It was amazing. Chicago has not changed. Well, I mean, they might have changed some band members now. But their voice, unbelievable, wonderful.
Guys, it was very fun. And if you can go, I recommend it. And I recommend going to the party beforehand.
Don't. But you know what? You're there for 18
you're there
hours.
For a while.
You're going to have to go.
I had a really good time.
But then, this is what got us. We would never have gone to the restaurant. We would have held it and just suffered. So then we're like, we need to go to the restaurant. We go in. We're walking. We're turning corners. We're going down levels. We get on a bus. We drive. It was so far away from the parade. If they would have said, I'm going to take y'all 15 minutes to get to the bathroom, we wouldn't have went.
It was fire.
That's why we missed En Vogue. It wasn't like run in and run back out. I would have never... The lady's taking us. And I was like, are we there yet? I said it a couple times.
Far.
Are we there? Where's the bathroom? Why would you lead us so far away?
She did.
So next year when we go, I'm going to write my letter and say, can the bathroom be closer?
Can they please?
Can you imagine
closer?
If you're a small child and you can barely hold it, you make it in that building and they're like, it's 20 minutes away.
Oh, yeah. If you're bringing your kid, you got a diaper that
seven children went on themselves long. Going to that thing. Because I almost did. I'm a full grown woman.
Do you want to hear this true story that will make you cry?
I guess.
I was watching a movie.
And you peed.
And it's just us and a man and his child. The child is, I would have said 4, but after the story, I guess he was just a tall 2 or 3 year old. And this man, the child stood up. This is in the middle of the movie. There's only 4 people in the movie. Me, my friend, the dad, and the baby. They're like, in the same row as us, but way we're each on separate ends. Baby stands up, starts to do the pee-pee dance. And this dad, I shit you not, pulls out a Ziploc bag from his bag. And the child pees into a Ziploc bag.
Okay.
We're all in the same room. And this
and is
little
he that
boy
good at aiming?
Peed in a bag. Well, the question is that man that bad at being a father?
Yes, yes.
Peed in a bag? Boy,
I don't trust a toddler to pee in a bag.
But if it's a colostomy bag, why are we doing this?
Bathrooms were invented a while ago. Hey, guy, have you heard of this? It's a bathroom.
But if your child gets up and he does the pee-pee dance and you know him, you know Jeremy's not going to make it to the toilet. He should be in a pull-up. And then you should have additional pull-ups in your bag instead of Ziploc bags.
That must have been a good movie. You know how good a movie has to be for me to be like, Amber, being as I'm not taking you to the bathroom. By the way, guys, Amber can't go to the bathroom on her own.
I need help.
But you know how good a movie has to be for me to tell another human being?
Pee in a bag.
I ain't got time for you.
And that was the dad.
And what if he didn't just have to pee? That part.
Oh.
You didn't think about it. You didn't think this through.
You can't say the thing that's that part and then you say that part. You can't amen yourself. You just amend yourself.
I do.
Mm-hmm. You can't do that. You can only say that part when someone else says something. So say that part.
I said what I said.
You high-fived yourself. Essentially saying that part about something you said. Oh, she's really high-fiving herself.
I high-fived.
All right. Guys, that was this week's unbelievable story. Next week, tune in to find out whether or not we went to the gym.
Because it's anybody's guess. Anyone's guess. We're doing it.
Yay!
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.